You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
While there are no major updates to Ubuntu this week, a number of related distros are offering new releases. The Ubuntu-based Elementary OS 5.0 Juno Beta 2 is now available. This polished distro aims to be easy to use for both experts and beginners alike. Solus has a new ISO release. And while this refresh is not version 4, version 3.9999, and I didn't read that wrong, will ship with the most recent updates, security fixes, and applications. Some have claimed that Solus 3 was one of the best OSs of 2017. And Sparky Linux 5.5 Nibiru has been released. These rolling images are now synced with Debian testing software repositories. Sparky Linux is a lightweight distro built around the OpenBox window manager. In applications, Firefox is crashing. A bug has been added to Mozilla's tracking list not long after the Firefox 62 release. The new bug causes Windows, Mac, and GNU Linux machines to occasionally freeze entirely. Users are encouraged to follow the progress on the bug tracking platform. Mozilla will also be keeping track of data breaches and identity theft. In cooperation with Troy Hunt and his service, Have I Been Pwned? HIBP, the new service, Firefox Monitor, is now unlocked for all Firefox users. It aims to raise awareness of the threat posed by compromised email addresses through a two-step process. The query takes place on the Firefox Monitor website, which queries HIBP in the background.
Unrest ensues in the Linux kernel community. Not long after, a break from Linus Torvalds and the adoption of a new code of conduct. Some developers believe that the COC will destroy the foundations of the community, and some are even, quote, threatening to withdraw the license to all of their code, end quote. The adapted Contributor Covenants code of conduct is controversial, particularly because it allows anyone to be banned from contributing code for any reason, usually with no mechanism for oversight or accountability. Many are concerned about the behavioral guidelines, including Eric Raymond, who commented that no project has improved after it has introduced a code of conduct. Meanwhile, the kernel itself remains under attack. A new Linux vulnerability dubbed Mutagen Astronomy is under inspection. This problem stems from an integer overflow, which is not remotely exploitable. However, a local attacker could still use it to obtain full root privileges. The security team at Qualys continued by saying that most Linux users will be unaffected, as this issue is mitigated by a backported patch. And it has been addressed by most distributions that hadn't backported the patch earlier.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. Special thanks to Arnfried Vollbrecht for content creation.